This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The news headlines. Meghalaya's community-driven climate adaptation and water security initiatives find mention in economic survey. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma expresses grief over death of four migrant workers from state near Bengaluru. Chief Minister Manik Saha says government working to take Tripura forward in education, culture, sports, industry and commerce. And Mizoram Chief Electoral Officer Laro Zama urges students to actively participate in democratic process by casting their votes. The news in details. Amid rising concerns over drying springs and declining water discharge, Meghalaya's community-driven climate adaptation and water security initiatives have found mention in the Economic Survey 2025-26, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has said. The survey, tabled in Parliament by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, highlighted Meghalaya's ecosystem-based and community-centric approach to addressing water security challenges. With initiatives like Megarise, spring mapping and community-based water harvesting, Meghalaya is protecting critical catchments. The state is restoring forest and empowering local communities to adapt to climate change, strengthening water security for generations to come. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has expressed grief over the death of four migrant workers from the state near Bengaluru and said he would raise the matter with his Karnataka counterpart Siddaramaiah. The Assam government will also coordinate with Karnataka to bring home the bodies of the four youths. Four migrant labourers from Assam were found dead at their rented accommodation in Suli Bele area in Hoskote Taluk in a suspected case of suffocation, police said on Saturday. Chief Minister Manik Saha has said that the government is working with the objective of taking Tripura forward in the fields of education, culture, sports, industry and commerce. He stated that Tripura is steadily progressing on the path of development. The Chief Minister made these remarks after inaugurating and laying foundation stones for various development projects worth ₹58.78 crore in South Tripura district yesterday. Some of the projects included newly constructed permanent buildings at Nihar Nagar School and the Rajnagar block of Balonia subdivision and Ghosh Khamar School. The Chief Minister also virtually inaugurated the newly constructed building of Balonia English Medium School. Mr. Saha said that Tripura has achieved a special position at the national level in terms of development and has received 347 awards for its achievements. Mizoram Chief Electoral Officer Laro Zama has urged students to recognize the importance of country governance and actively participate in the democratic process by casting their votes. He was speaking after a National Voters Day function at Government T. Rumana College. Laro Zama stated that legislators in the country are elected through the power of the vote, making it imperative for every eligible citizen to exercise their franchise. He emphasized that voting lies at the heart of democracy and has a direct impact on everyday life, influencing areas such as public safety, healthcare, and the economy. A total of 282 recruits, including 36 women, were formally inducted into the Assam Rifles at a ceremony in Nagaland's Chomukedima district yesterday. An attestation parade was held at the Assam Rifles Training Center and School, Sukhovi, after the recruits successfully completed 44 weeks of rigorous training. Additional Director General of Assam Rifles, Major General J.S. Bainsla, reviewed the parade. He underscored the growing contribution of rifle women who have been inducted into the frontline roles since 2015 and have performed with distinction in the Northeast, Jammu and Kashmir, United Nations missions and Republic Day parades. He emphasized that the inclusion of women in combat roles strengthens operational effectiveness and supports the vision of Women Empowered India. The state cabinet chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu approved replacing the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Amendment Ordinance 2025 with a bill at the Dibang Valley District Headquarters in Anini. The amendment allows appointment of a retired officer meeting prescribed eligibility criteria as chairperson of APSSB in addition to serving officers. The cabinet also approved the remedial measures recommended by the one-man inquiry commission to strengthen and streamline the functioning of APPSC. Additionally, major approvals of the cabinet include 150 teaching posts in special education, 99 JE posts and 99 posts of UDC in Zila Parishads and others. Thousands of people on Saturday held a rally in Manipur, capital Imphal, to assert their stand that the territorial and administrative integrity of the state cannot be divided at any cost. The Save Manipur rally was organized by the Coordinating Committee on Manipur Integrity, an umbrella body of several Meitei civil society organizations. Following the ethnic conflict in the state, the Kuki community has been demanding a separate administrative mechanism for its members. The state has been under president's rule since February last year. Demonstrators also included people from non-Manipuris, Muslims and Naga communities along with Meiteis. A workshop on artificial intelligence titled India AI Digital India Workshop was held at Chintan Bhavan Gangtok yesterday. Department of Information Technology, Government of Sikkim, in collaboration with the National E-Governance Division under the Union Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, organized the workshop. The program was conducted as a pre-event workshop for the India AI Impact Summit 2026, scheduled from 16 to 20 February in New Delhi. The workshop brought together policymakers, educators, students and technologists to deliberate on the transformative potential of artificial intelligence. The technical sessions featured experts from academia and industry who shared insights on artificial intelligence and its applications. Chief Minister Naifu Rio launched the digitization of old manual birth and death certificates in Nagaland during a function in Kohima yesterday. The Chief Minister said that the initiative will streamline service delivery, ensure efficient and accurate data management, improve citizen access to essential documents, and support the government in making informed public policy decisions. He emphasized that timely registration of births and deaths secures the legal identity of citizens and enable access to essential services such as education, employment, Aadhaar, voter ID and driving licenses. Mr. Rio commended the Department of Economics and Statistics for the initiative and urged citizens to register births and deaths promptly to ensure timely and effective service delivery. A job fair was organized at Office Lane in Agartala yesterday under the initiative of the National Career Service. Interviews were conducted for a total of 168 posts during the event. As many as 18 companies, including firms from outside the state, participated in the job fair and interacted with aspiring candidates. A large number of unemployed youth from different parts of Tripura took part in the recruitment process. National Career Service Director Asim Saha said that the skills and potential of local candidates have attracted the interest of companies from outside Tripura, reflecting the growing employability of the state's youth. Representatives of All Tripura Blind Association submitted a memorandum to the State Education Department at Shiksha Bhavan Agartala yesterday. They raised various demands concerning the interest of visually impaired teachers in the state. The Joint Director of the State Government's Elementary Education Department, Liza Bardhan, met with them, acknowledged the legitimacy of the demands and assured them that necessary steps would be taken. Among the demands were the implementation of the 4% reservation in promotions and employment as per the law and the provision of braille books for teachers according to the syllabus. The annual pilgrimage to Lom So Pedbaneng Navel of Heaven, a journey of spiritual reflection and reverence, is being conducted in Ribhoi near Umyam in Meghalaya today. Every year, on the first Sunday of February, indigenous Khasi devotees climb the hill to perform rituals and offer prayers. Before we end the news headlines once again, Meghalaya's community-driven climate adaptation and water security initiatives find mention in economic survey. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma expresses grief over death of four migrant workers from state near Bengaluru. Chief Minister Manik Saha says government working to take Tripura towards education, culture, sports, industry and commerce. And Mizoram Chief Electoral Officer Lal Rozama urges students to actively participate in democratic process by casting their vote. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.